This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The New York Knicks win again. In improbable fashion, have a 2-0 lead on the Boston Celtics. And what we saw last night, so improbable, so unlikely, so crazy. I didn't think that we would ever see a game like we saw in game one, where the Knicks are down 20 and then come back and we've got these unbelievable defensive plays at the end of the game. It was a carbon copy of game one. I didn't think that was possible. As the Knicks fight back, they look like they're dead. The Boston Celtics go completely cold. The Knicks make the best plays, the necessary plays at the end of the game, and they have the most unlikely, crazy 2-0 lead I think I've ever seen in a playoff series with one of my teams in my lifetime. This is nuts. Now they got to finish it off. They're coming back to the Garden on Saturday. Of all the outcomes that I expected in this series, what we've seen so far would have been at the bottom of the list. Amazing stuff last night. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm like, wait, what just happened? I mean, I can't believe that this game unfolded the way it did. And honestly, for those people who do love and eat, sleep, and drink the NBA, they see a lot of this. These comebacks are amazing. The first time in consecutive games in playoff history that a team has come back from 20 points down to win a game. And I'm just thinking to myself, first of all, Mikal Bridges was playing defense like his ass off the whole game, and then all of a sudden turns it on offensively in the fourth quarter, which is amazing. So it goes to show you, it's not how you start, because I think they only had 13 points in the first quarter. It's how you finish, and they finished with a flurry in the fourth quarter, and Mikal Bridges was the impetus to that on offense and defense. But there were a couple things that happened in this game that were just amazing as they started to unfold, because everybody wanted Cat to do more. Cat, do more. We need to get him more involved. And he was a dominating force in the first half of this game. And they got him the ball, and it was great. As you said, it was great that the Boston Celtics went cold again, 25% from three-point. It's insane that this is one of the best three-point shooting teams, and they're shooting this poorly in these first two games, which is great, and hopefully it continues at Madison Square Garden. But you think about a couple things that happened here. Mikal Bridges went off for 14 points in the fourth quarter. Karl Anthony Towns has a really key tip-in and a foul for a three-point play. And then from that point on, Brunson takes over, and he scores six straight points for the Knicks and the final 6 points for the Knicks. And then, of course, Mikal Bridges makes the steal, or the great block and steal at the end of the game. This really reminded me of the 93-94 Knicks playoff run. And the reason I say that is because that year the Knicks played 25 playoff games. They swept the Nets, and then they had to go to three series, all seven games. Do you know how many games that they had where they scored over 100 points in those 25 playoff games?
And probably not a lot. Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Every single game was like just beating each other up hard. Yeah, and think about some of the players they played against.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the players that they had on their own team. And this is exactly what this felt like last night. I mean, I felt like I was watching the 94 Knicks again. That playoffs where it was just
coming down to the wire, who's going to make the play, who's going to get the turnover, who's going to hit the big shot. And I have to say, it was, I mean, when the game was over, I was like, I cannot believe that they won that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game.
Yeah, I mean, as it was going down to the wire, and of course the Celtics have the last possession, I'm like, God, how devastating would this be to come all the way back and lose, which is the same feeling that I had in game one, and the fact that they suffocate him on defense. And by the way, you know, Mikal Bridges is going to be the story defensively, but Mitchell Robinson on Jason Tatum to force him into that horrible shot pass, whatever he was thinking there, is something that I think went unnoticed after the game, because, you know, he could have gotten worked in that situation.
That was a great switch, actually.
Yeah, I mean, and it ended up working out. I'm sure Jason Tatum was like, hell, I'll just be able to get right around Mitchell Robinson, and his agility in that situation was great. But the way you mentioned the, you know, in the beginning, it's Karl-Anthony Towns. In the middle, it's Jalen Brunson. At the end, it's Mikal Bridges. And that's what it's going to take with all this talent on this team to keep this run going.
And not to forget about Mitchell Robinson.
Of course,
Or OG Anunoby.
Everybody contributed.
Or Josh Hart, who continues, you know, he and Mikal Bridges played the most minutes last night again. They're just like Energizer bunnies. They just don't stop. So, They got something special going on right now. It's obvious to everybody who's watching this. And on the other side, the Boston Celtics, you know, their best players are basically not playing well at all. I mean, their offensive output is just like,
I mean, Jason Tatum.
Are we watching $500 million worth of players? Or what are we watching?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, this is a team that obviously was put together and it worked last year. They won a championship, and Jason Tatum's one of the most aesthetically pleasing players to watch in the NBA when he's going right. But, I mean, the amount of missed shots that this guy had. I mean, in the fourth quarter, when he had the ball in his hands, I was happy. I was like, he's going to miss another shot. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And Jaylen Brown got off to a great start. Porzingis still wasn't right. You could tell he had a couple of key plays, but the guy was not himself, which is a major factor in this thing.
But so he had points in this game.
The
only other thing I would say is that every starting player for the Knicks was a minus for this game. Mitchell Robinson was like a plus 18.
Yeah.
Not to go unnoticed either is the substitution pattern that Tom Thibodeau was using at the end of this game to force fouls and taking Mitchell Robinson off the court.
Kept Mitchell Robinson in when they made that foul. OG comes in for Mitch. Yeah,
those are little things that Tom Thibodeau controls, and things worked out where he could do that, and he did it, and he did it successfully. But I mean, the shooting problems for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, just hopefully they continue. And then just these hustle plays by the Knicks and the defense by the Knicks, and the fact that you held Boston under 100 points, you held 90 points. I mean, it's mind-boggling in today's NBA that team with those players, you know, are being held to that many points. The only other thing I would say is that the bench for the Knicks was outscored again. Significantly by the bench of the Boston Celtics. But say what you want. I mean, the fact that you can hold the Celtics to 90 points and beat them, that's
yeah, I mean, amazing. And a lot of it is the Knicks' defense and how well they played, and a lot of it's the fact that this team just doesn't normally shoot like this. I mean, and it is great to see. I'm glad it's happening now. And there has to be some serious doubt with the Celtics, even with a team that ended up winning a championship last year. The fact that twice in a row in their home building, they blew 20-point leads to this team, and Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges are making the plays at the end of the game, the championship plays at the end of the game, and they're not. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, what Joe Mazzulla, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, all these guys, Derek White are thinking. I mean, they definitely have the championship DNA, the things that we talk about, they got it done. But, I mean, this is a major double punch in the face. And this is not your normal NBA. I mean, like, when you talk about, like, big runs and big leads and things being coughed up and the NBA being a game of runs, sure. But what happened in these two games? on the road against the defending champs, 20-point leads late in the game. And it wasn't even just like everybody will talk about the 20-point lead because that was the biggest. But like when you're down 16 with 7.5 minutes to go.
Chip away. And you got to hope that the Celtics miss open shots. And again, last night, how many uncontested shots did they miss?
A ton.
I mean, that when I say uncontested, it means there's no Nick within 5 feet of the Celtic player that's shooting. So we always say it, we make fun of it, and we call it a make or miss league, and that's exactly what this is. And the way that Jalen Brunson goes to the hoop late in this game and gets fouls and gets layups and takes control of the game, that's the point guard that every single Nick fan has been praying for. And, you know, like I said, we haven't had one since Walt Frazier that has commanded the game and controlled the game the way he has. And when he needs something, he goes and gets it, man.